What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the situation down in Venezuela and maybe one reason why the U.S. government is backing off from North Korea is they're beginning to realize they can't fight too many wars at the same time. So they're going to go in for what they think is going to be an easy, quick fight in Venezuela. They'll get that regime changed, and then they'll get around to North Korea later on. Maybe, maybe not. Interestingly enough, Venezuela's Maduro tried to place a phone call to Donald Trump to see if they could talk about sorting this mess out. Trump refused to take the call at all. And he's still standing by his comment that he's going to take unspecified military action against Venezuela, even though both Maduro and his opposition are saying, U.S., stay out. Meanwhile, and things are really bad down there. It's economic war for decades, and it's all about gaining control of Venezuela's oil. They have lines to get things like bread and toilet paper. People are starving. Utilities are down. Electricity's out for a lot of the time. They're really hovering on the edge here. But they all understand this has been economic warfare. Now, obviously, our corporate media is saying, well, it's the evils of socialism, and that's why it's all falling apart. No, it's economic war. There are some countries that are socialists that do very well, like in Europe. Maduro's son is out there saying that if the U.S. takes military action against Venezuela, Venezuela will have no choice but to reciprocate. Now, he's not being any more specific with what he means than Trump is. But again, we're starting to see more and more of these nations just stand up to the bullying. First it was North Korea, then Iran, and now Venezuela. I'm sure the planners in the White House are saying, what do you mean they're standing up to us? They're not supposed to do that. We're the exceptional, indispensable nation. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. I read this story and I think about that old Beatles tune, The Tax Man, which, by the way, the Beatles wrote when they ran afoul of the Internal Revenue Service. And toward the end of their career, they were in this odd situation where the four Beatles could not actually stand in the same place because some were in trouble in the U.S., some were in trouble in Canada. Everyone kept saying, are the Beatles ever going to get back together? No, they never are. And the reason was all kinds of tax issues were outstanding. So, as you know, one of the big things that is going on right now is the Airbnb, where people are renting out their homes or part of their homes to vacationers. It's sort of a more flexible, more peer-to-peer version of the bed and breakfast, of which we used to have a lot here in Hawaii, not as much anymore. They've gone into decline ever since TSA. Germany and France, however, have decided that it's another taxation opportunity, and we're talking about over and above taxing the income that is coming into their household. They want to have a special surcharge tax for people who rent their houses online. So, again, every time a national economy gets in trouble, what's the first thing they do? Oh, we're going to go out and do another tax here. There's nothing left to tax. That's the problem. There's no new wealth coming into Europe or the United States. And what we have are these various government agencies that are simply fighting over what's left. Now, the rising tension on the Korean Peninsula, which may back off a smidge, but only a smidge, is stimulating interest in precious metals. And apparently sales of gold bars are soaring because everyone understands in the event of war, having some gold, silver, is probably going to be a really, really good idea. Pension funds are still in trouble in the news. Apparently, most pension funds did not generate much of a return in 2016. They're holding their value. In some cases, they actually lost value. So the economy is very, very fragile here. Now, we mentioned this at the top of the show, but we're going to do it again. Trump has warned Xi Jinping that the trade war with China has begun as of today. And again, you have to wonder about the arrogance of the United States, where they're getting ready to have a trade war with China. They're encroaching on the South China Sea. At the same time, they turn around and say, well, you got to help us with North Korea. Doesn't really make a lot of sense. Okay, we're going to take some phone calls. Bernie in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. My wife was on the internet a while ago, and she was talking about the Bundy trial.
Yes.
And I tuned in late. I just got in about a half an hour ago, and you might have talked about this already. I don't know. But she said that there was a fella, and she thought his name was Parker, that mm-hmm. was testifying, and the judge he said something that she didn't want him to say, and the judge just got madder than hell, I guess, and walked out of the courtroom, and the jury was just shocked.
I have not heard that one yet. We did have a story on the Bundy trial last week where apparently the reason it's just dragged on as long as it has is they don't actually have any laws the Bundys broke. And the last word was the FBI was trying to find somebody they could put pressure on to testify against the Bundys and basically frame them. You know, like that Romanian hacker, they were going to make him a U.S. citizen if he'd claim that he was hacking the election for the Russians, or that guy that was in the whole Boston Marathon bombing down in Florida, Ibrahim Todashev, where they were trying to get him to say, to help frame the Tsarnaev brothers, and it wound up getting out of control, and the FBI shot him dead there. So, yeah, this sort of thing goes on. I would be interested in finding out just what did happen and what this guy said. But as I understand it, in terms of the actual letter of the law, it's not going very well for them.
No, it's not. But this judge, in my opinion, she is really something else. I mean, she's not allowing people to testify about things.
Yep.
She's making it rough as hell on him.
Yeah, they are. It's a kangaroo court. It's a show trial at best, but again, we ran the story last week. They don't actually have any evidence that the Bundys broke any laws.
Yeah, I know. That's the big thing about it. In, what, 2 years now?
Yeah. So I would be interested to hear what this gentleman said that caused the judge. I assume that the judge just declared a recess. I mean, she didn't just get up and run from the room.
No, she got up and walked out of the courtroom, and the jury was sitting there wondering what the hell is going on.
Yeah, I'd be very curious about what that was all about.
Yeah. Well, you might check it out.
Okay.
What went on? It sounds like she's kind of a nutcase to me.
Well, you know, the government may have something on her, and they simply said, you got to convict these guys, you got to get the jury to convict these guys, or we're going to expose whatever it is she's been doing, and that would put her under tremendous pressure, especially if there is, in fact, no evidence of wrongdoing on the part of the Bundys.
Yeah, well, that's true, but she's sure doing a good job. That's the case.
All right. Well, listen, Bernie, thank you very much for that. I'm going to try and look that up a little bit later in the day today. And we're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network and going back to the phones. Mike in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I called into C-SPAN this morning right at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And on their archives, they actually list each individual phone call with the
mm-hmm.
transcript.
Yes.
And guess what? My phone call was scrubbed.
Imagine my shock. What did you share with them?
I'll try to be as verbatim as possible, if I can use that as a verb. Here's the topic, and I'll read it to you. And it was a short conversation. President Trump's remarks on Charlottesville violence, enough? So that was the topic. And they're totally buying into the, you know, the corporate media narrative. So I called in and I said, why don't the Democrats apologize to the Soros-funded terrorist, violence-prone groups like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and La Raza that says for our race, everything, for everybody else, nothing? This C-SPAN is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, let me see, well, okay, I'm kind of drawing a blank, kind of nervous again, too. But, mm-hmm. You know, and so it was, boom, that's it, you know? It's six.
Yeah, no, I remember one time after the Columbia shuttle crash, and they actually called me up and said, we want to interview you. And it was just one leading question after another to make it sound like I was a kook in a nutcase, which I evaded because of my extensive experience with NASA. But yeah, they're propaganda machines just like anything else that's on that cable box.
Yeah, it's a big disappointment, but at least I got the word out for at least, you know, temporarily. You know, I have pretty good luck getting into C-SPAN, believe it or not.
Well, there may not be a lot of people calling into it anymore because, just like the corporate media, people just aren't tuning in anymore.
Well, that could be. I mean, you get calls not only from all over the country, but foreign countries as well. It'd be interesting to see. Oh, I want to talk about Venezuela.
Okay.
I'm not going to debate the pros and cons of socialism, but why the heck do we have to stick our nose into other people's business? Let the people of Venezuela decide what kind of government they want. We don't need the CIA coming in with their black ops and wet works deposing a leader, and we can debate the pros and cons of Maduro, you know, and put in some kind of puppet that's going to be at the behest of the Zio banksters and the global corporations. I mean, how many doggone countries do we have to meddle in? It's just ridiculous. And I haven't completely jumped off the Trump train, but I tell you, I'm hanging by my fingernails. And it's stuff like this that makes me shake my head and go, what the heck is going on here?
No, I'm in agreement with you on that one. And, of course, U.S. interest in Venezuela predates Maduro, goes all the way back to the days of Hugo Chavez. And, the U.S. corporations do not like socialist governments because you have governments who are spending the country's revenues on the people. And from the American corporate point of view, the idea is that the people should be allowed to basically descend into starvation, and all of the country's wealth wind up in the pockets of the American corporations. That's the deal they had in Cuba under Batista, which led to the Cuban Revolution. Same thing with Allende in Chile. That was a socialist government. And Henry Kissinger justified that intervention with this very infamous quote of his about, you know, the issues are far too important to leave up to the Chilean voters. And
yeah,
that's the attitude that we see coming out of Washington, D.C., is they're all in favor of democracy as long as their people get elected.
Yeah, but Chavez's daughter absconded the country with, like, over $3 billion, and Chavez bragged how the bankers that loaned him the money made huge profits. Anthony Sutton wrote a book how Wall Street funded and put the communists in power in the Soviet Union.
Well, very often what will happen is the U.S. will put a regime in place that solves a short-term problem, and then down the road it becomes an issue. Saddam Hussein is a very good example. The CIA and the U.S. helped Saddam take over Iraq, and then down the road they had to go on in and get rid of him.
Well, sometimes, yeah, like I say, sometimes the leaders go rogue, and it's kind of like in ancient Rome, when they had like a governor in Spain, gets too big for his britches and starts hoarding all the tax money for himself. and then Rome has to send in several legions to put him in his place. It's the same old thing, you know?
Yeah, it absolutely is, and very often, I don't like the phrase going rogue, because very often what you're finding out is these people who are installed as leaders of a country, they start looking around and saying, well, you know, if I'm going to hold on to this job, I got to do things for the people and for the country. I got to make their lives better. And very often that puts them into odds with the U.S. interests. And there's also, of course, the fact that the U.S. will double-cross their own people. The U.S. Installed Saddam Hussein, and then he got Saddam to go after the Iranians, the Iran-Iraq war, and Saddam lost that one, and that was the first strike against him, you know? We're seeing the same thing now with Poroshenko, where he's being a lot less cooperative than when he first took office.
Oh, yeah, and especially with Gaddafi trying to help his own people. It's really terrible. I never did see the movie by the heavy-set gentleman who has got an Irish or Scottish name. Who do we bomb next?
Michael Moore. Michael Moore. Yeah, that's Moore, that's
yeah.
Okay. Michael Moore. I love some of his work. I hate some of his work. But Who Do We Bomb Next is a good one. And of course, I'm a huge fan of Canadian bacon. But apparently, his one man stage show in New York, which is a nonstop Trump bash, has been rather badly trounced by the critics.
There's pros and cons to his thing. Well, I don't want to take up too much time, and thank you for letting me vent. You have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Turning over to the immigration issue, as you know, Germany has now absorbed about as many refugees as they can. They're applying for asylum. The ones who are granted asylum are allowed to stay. The ones who do not meet the requirements, of course, are failed asylum seekers. They are supposed to be deported. Well, Germany is now stuck because the leader of Bavaria is out there saying that they're dealing with 250,000 failed asylum seekers, and it is simply physically impossible to round them up and ship them out of the country. So even the people that the government says shouldn't be there are going to stay there. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Japan, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, you're going to alienate your listeners. I specifically asked Mike in the control room to refer to me as Jamie from Japan. Every Tuesday, I feel very feminine, and I feel like a woman, and I'd like you to call me Jamie, because we all know that gender has nothing to do with the biological authoritative package that I was born with.
James, small technical point. Right now, where I'm sitting on the other side of the dateline, it is still Monday.
I'm in the future, Michael. Hey, Michael. About Korea.
Yes.
Korea. Last time I called, I said, I don't think anything is going to happen. I still don't think anything is going to happen.
I hope you're right.
North Korea is just too heavily armed with artillery, all aimed at Seoul. And I just don't think that America or Seoul or even Japan, that nobody is going to want to risk this. There's going to be too much death and destruction from it. What do you think?
Well, I'm certainly in agreement. That's a good analysis of it. The problem is that we're seeing our government is badly factionalized. And there is a faction that just wants more war and more war and to heck with what the consequences are going to be. And the big issue is when they talk about a decapitation strike against Kim Jong-un and his nuclear arsenal is they cannot guarantee that they're going to get them all. We've been hearing all these wild speculations about how many warheads he's got. The last number I heard was 60, but nobody really knows, nor do they know where they are. I'm sure by now, whatever warheads Kim Jong-un has have been dispersed. And North Korea's got all kinds of tunnels already dug deep into the ground with which to shield their artillery from air attack. Anyway, James, we got to take a break here. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back after these few words. Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And following up on that story about how they've got a quarter of a million rejected refugees in Germany that they physically cannot round up and send back home. And that is, of course, over and above those refugees who've been granted asylum there. The problem is a little more difficult than that because birth rate for the people of Europe averages 1.3 children per couple. You know, this idea about replacement of the population and not growing. Muslim families have an average of 3.5 children per couple. So they're already looking at a demographic bomb right in their midst. All right, let's take a phone call. Yvonne in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Yvonne, are you there?
Yes, aloha. Hi, Mike.
Aloha. Hi.
I just wanted to make two points about the overuse of the word Nazi. And my first point is that
Okay, Yvonne, you're fading out. Yvonne, you're fading out. You got to get your mouth closer to the microphone.
Okay, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay. We defeated the Nazis in World War II. And so originally, when they would call us Nazis, that was a threat. And they were basically saying, do you want to end up like the Nazis? Look what we did to them. So it was meant to put us in our place. If somebody said, you're a Nazi, we were supposed to be afraid. But I think they've overplayed it because...
I agree.
You know, I'm a brown-eyed New Yorker. I've a liberal, used to be. Not an ounce of German blood in my body. And I've been called a Nazi for wanting to defend... you know, literally 8 years ago when they were... And people have a tendency to want to come to the aid of the underdog.
Yes.
And, you know, now that they're attacking whites on TV, people have a tendency to be like, oh, whoa, what are you doing, you know? And when I did that with Mel Gibson, I was... CBS, I was on their website. They were trying to profile me. They deleted me from their website. I went on their YouTube board, and they were asking me, what race are you? What race are you? For defending Mel Gibson, I kept saying, human race.
That's my usual answer. That's my usual. Or rat. Sometimes if they say, what race are you? I'm rat. That's my race.
What's that?
Rat race.
I like it. I like it. I like that. This is disgusting. One of these CNN, I think it was, or CBS, said, I can tell by your grammar you're white. What the hell does that mean? Excuse me for using the hell word. So
yes.
Who's the racist? Who's the racist? By your grammar? Because I believe I use proper grammar and punctuation. I'm a college graduate, so who's the
yes.
racist? Number one, yeah, and then they told me I was a Nazi. So so you know what? They put me on Team Nazi, and I'm a liberal
yeah.
from New York. So they're making enemies. It's
a hard sell. I mean, this is a hard sell campaign to turn us against each other. When you go to these rallies with these paid agent provocateurs, there's going to be a lot of violence. But I think by and large out there in the general population, I don't think people are picking up on this all that much. Remember when that Zimmerman case,
yes.
Trayvon Martin case, and when they were going to read the verdict and they said, oh, if it's not guilty, there are going to be race riots all across the country. The verdict was not guilty and nothing happened. Because we all realized this is a government setup. They had one stage shot where they had a guy throwing a brand new from the hardware store, has never had garbage in it, garbage can, through the window of an out-of-business retail establishment. And he had to bring the garbage can with him because you could see behind him the garbage cans on the street are set into the cement. So basically it was a stage shot. They brought the garbage can, said throw it through the window, and the picture went all over the news.
They're lazy. They're propaganda, and they're lazy, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, again, propaganda is never designed to fool a critical, analytical thinker. Propaganda is aimed at people who don't want to think at all. They just want to sit there and be told that everything is hunky-dory, and the government's got everything under control, and the economy is great, and humans are warming the earth. But more and more people are standing up and saying, you know, none of this is making any sense at all. Yvonne, got to let you go. Got to do a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a couple of quick stories. I got callers waiting on the line. I'll get to you in just a second here. Apparently, over in parts of Arizona, they are discovering fleas that are carrying the bubonic plague. Now, it had been eradicated from this country, and now all of a sudden with our open borders, we have these illnesses coming back in. Plague, scabies, H1N1, maybe Ebola eventually if we're not careful. I mean, it really is ridiculous, this idea of open borders and a one-world government and, you know, by golly, we're just, you know, no sacrifice is too great, including an epidemic. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Anthony in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. You said earlier that that about Venezuela, that our government or the mega bankers are against them because of socialism.
Well, it's a little more complex than that. I mean, one of the issues is that socialist governments tend to spend the nation's wealth on the nation's people, and that makes it unavailable for harvesting by outside corporations. The other issue, of course, is control over Venezuela's oil and what currency it will be traded in.
Okay, that's understood earlier, but from my understanding, isn't it that Soros and the Bilderberg Group want the rest of us serfs to be dependent on the nanny state? That's why they support the Democrats, the socialist Democrats, especially here in California. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you. You know, isn't that the case though? I mean, Soros and his Bilderberg buddies and his New World establishment wanting to have a socialist state for the rest of us serfs? The serfs?
Well, basically, it depends on how the socialism is being managed. Now, in some countries, like you find in Europe, basically the government is returning to the people, pretty much all of the money it takes from them. And that's a socialism that does work. Then there are other countries that are called socialist where the government will take all the money and only give back to the population the bare minimum needed to keep them alive. And that, of course, frees up a lot of other wealth to go into things like wars and corporatism and so forth. So it's not like there's an absolute carved in rock set of rules as to what constitutes socialism or fascism. They're constantly evolving. With the ultimate goal, of course, of any government, which is to extract the maximum wealth and work product from the population for the minimum amount of upkeep.
Okay, well, our government is not working that way.
No, it is not.
It seems like they're taking money from us and trying to squeeze us to death. I mean, the middle class is no longer... There is no middle class in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yes.
People are running out of California, going to Texas, going to Arizona, Nevada, and I'm even thinking of doing the same thing.
Well, I mean, Claire and I, we're still trying to figure out a way where we can afford to get back to the mainland, but we're in no way would we go to California. They've gone nuts over there. And that's a shame because Claire's originally from San Francisco, and I personally have a lot of very good memories, both from San Francisco and the whole Hollywood film production community, as well as JPL and the rest of that. But looking at what's going on over there, they're luring these people on with promises of a workers' paradise, and they don't seem to realize it's going to be about as badly managed as the former Soviet Union. In fact, somebody actually just sent me one of the Antifa leaflets that apparently was being handed out in Charlottesville, and let me actually read this to you, because you want to talk about racist hatred, this is it. And it starts up at the top, "The evil white race must be destroyed. The white racist and their hebe masters must be purged from the face of the earth. The children of the white racists are the future of the white race. This is where we must begin and end. With Trump in power, it is far too late," and they used the wrong spelling for two, "for conversion of the racist children. Thus, we are left with only one option, to do what must be done." And then underneath it said...
I'm sorry, go on. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then at the bottom it says, "But take heart, after the purge, we will live in a workers' paradise free from racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, and oppression." And it's got the signature at the bottom, National Antifa Front. Well, first of all, look back at the former Soviet Union and see what their attitude was about homosexuality, and you'll realize this is inflammatory rhetoric. But it doesn't really, you know, it's certainly not a contract. They're just fanning these people up to violence.
Well, it's aimed at people of color and minorities to be against white people. It's a divide and conquer strategy. Isn't that what's happening?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's being done. Soros is funding, of what I understand, Black Lives Matter.
And Antifa.
I mean, isn't there a way to get after this, to stop this? I mean, to stop this guy from funding, isn't there a certain amount of money that you can fund an organization?
Well, forget about the amount of money. And as far as I know, there are no limits unless you're talking about a political campaign, and there are ways around that. But let's go back to basics here. George Soros is in violation of the USA Patriot Act in that he is using violence and the threat of violence to coerce a change in the political structure of society. And the only reason nobody's going after him is they know he's got enough money to keep the case tied up in court until after he's dead.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike, anyway, this is what I wanted to bring up is that what I'm trying to get at is that there is a socialist agenda for us Serbs. And while the corporate elite, like in San Francisco, there is no middle class in San Francisco, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yes.
either making 85 grand or more a year, or you're low income, making less than 35 grand a year. They have low income housing for people like that.
Yes.
So, and San Francisco is just a haven for homeless people, and they have done nothing. The streets are bad. They're dirty. In certain areas, and I'm from the Bay Area, and I live in Stockton now. And anyway, what I'm trying to get at is that there is a socialist agenda, what I see. And correct me if I'm wrong, that that's why they support the Democrats, because the Democrats here in California have a socialist agenda.
Well, I disagree with you to the following extent. The Democrats and Soros and the rest of them are offering socialism as a lure because there is a segment of the population that feels that if they protest enough and riot enough, that they will get a fair apportioned share of the nation's wealth. But what is in reality being implemented is fascism, which is where all the wealth is concentrated at the top, and everybody else is living on handouts or welfare or minimum wage jobs.
From what I understand, fascism is the government takeover. I mean, a government takeover of businesses. Isn't that fascism?
No, actually, fascism, and Benito Mussolini said it should be called corporatism. It is when government moves over and aligns with corporate interests against the general population. And that's exactly where we are right now. Now, in a proper functioning nation, a republic, the government is supposed to stay in the middle, balancing the desires and greeds of the corporations against what's best for the population. Things like, we're not going to let you sell a bad product. We're not going to let you endanger workers on the oil platforms. But we have seen over the last several years where all the instruments of government are acting like they're agents for the corporations. Minerals Management Service ignored the fact that the blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for maintenance. Securities Exchange Commission ignored what Bernie Madoff was doing for 12 whole years. We have the FDA basically totally in bed with the vaccine, medical industry, and GMO. And there are no safeguards left protecting ordinary people. It's the government is now out there saying, you will buy the vaccines. We don't care if they're dangerous. You will eat the GMO. We don't care if it's dangerous. That is the essence of a fascistic dictatorship.
Okay, Mike. One other thing. When will Donald, as he promised, to drain the establishment's swamp in Washington? Because this is all part of the establishment there.
Well, right. I think Donald Trump is all of a sudden realizing that swamp was a lot bigger and deeper than he was expecting, and it doesn't help the fact that he keeps hiring the crocodiles from the swamp into the White House staff.
Oh, my God, Mike. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Nancy in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I listened to Dick Morris reports. He was, you know, very influential starting back in what the Clinton government or whatever, and he's been putting out some really good reports on how government works. I don't agree with everything, but one of his recent videos, he talked about how one of Obama's objectives was to make the population where they don't want to work and just get government handouts. And he says that looking at the job numbers and how many people are applying for these jobs in the United States is frightening, because the people have elected what he wanted is to not work and to live off the government.
Well, it sounds really good, but the issue is, where does all that money come from? Because you can't just keep creating the money out of thin air to give to a population to buy their loyalty. Sooner or later, you're going to inflate the value of that currency to worthlessness, which is what happened in Zimbabwe. If you're going to run a country in a business-like manner, people have got to work producing goods, services, agricultural produce that other countries will want to buy. And that is really where our economy has broken down, is everybody's scrabbling over what wealth is still out there, and the machinery by which ordinary people can trade their labor for decent wages and salaries is all but gone. And part of it is the declining education, which justifies the H-1B visa problem. And the other part of it is because the financial sector got complacent on the Bretton Woods arrangement, they've allowed our manufacturing to decline or to be moved to other countries, along with all the jobs those create. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture. They're in a heck of a corner right now. And, I can almost smell the panic wafting over the Potomac.
Yeah, it was, you know, I pay attention a lot for many years, and I was like, you know, this is true, because I see a lot of the youth where they've just given up and decided, you know, I don't have to work.
Well, that's the promise being made by the Democrats, and it's a very bad work ethic. I mean, I grew up in an age where everybody wanted to have a job they could be proud in. And yes, we all wanted to make some decent money along the way, but, you know, we wanted to go on out. Claire wanted to be a composer and a choir conductor. And originally, I wanted to work in the space program, and that, when that kind of fell apart, I said, oh, go and do the movies, you know. And you had those jobs not just because you were getting a paycheck, but because your part of your self-esteem was there. Now, your self-esteem is all based on what fashion accessories you can buy at the mall and your participation trophies. And that's a dead end for any kind of an evolving society.
Yeah. No, I think we're in trouble.
Yeah, we are in trouble.
With the youth. I mean, I there's very few that I see from my kids' class. My kids are going to college and pursuing something. Their friends aren't even interested.
Yeah. Well, at this point, let's be very honest. For many people, going to college is actually a bad idea, because you're going to wind up deeply in debt with a degree for a job that doesn't exist. So and this is for all the families out there. When your kid's talking about end of high school, going forward into college, you're going to have to really evaluate what's out there. Now, when I was wrapping up in high school, and I'd won this science fair, so I'd come to the attention of people at JPL, before I made that commitment, we actually did a job search. And yeah, at that time, aerospace was booming. When I come out of college with a degree, there will be jobs for me. And there were for a while. Then there was the post-Apollo crash. But again, these days, a college degree has become more of a fashion accessory. And so we have all these people who've gone $30,000, $40,000, $60,000 in debt to be an art history major or a women's study major or all this other stuff. And it's amazing to see all these women come on out there and say, well, men are making more money than I am. Oh, really? What was your major? Art history major. Well, maybe if you'd majored in electrical engineering, you'd be drawing down a decent paycheck.
Yeah, fortunately, my children were interested in things like one's going for nursing and one's going for engineering. So they're doing something that is, you know, there'll be a job, hopefully. You know?
Yeah, there will be a job. There will be a job. There's always going to be a job for nursing out there. We have nurses and nurse practitioners in our family. And at some point, there's going to be a turnaround where they're going to start rebuilding the infrastructure of our country. And we're going to need some really good, skilled, trained engineers. Don't even get me started about all the goofs they've made with our light rail system at the bottom of the hill. I'll just be here ranting for the next 6 hours.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Nancy, we're going to let you go. Okay. Now, getting on back to the issue of computers and encryption, we're beginning to see a pushback now on this idea of absolutely open communications for the government, where Jonathan Evans, who's former head of MI5, is now saying that, yes, encrypted messaging for ordinary law-abiding people is not only permissible, it is essential. Because never mind the government stealing your business secrets, other people can hack in and steal your business secrets. So finally, a voice of sanity from this former head of MI5. All right. Getting complaint about scratchy noises on the line here. Okay. All right, there we are. Now, let's see. We're going to start with Fred in Michigan, and we're going to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Michael.
Yes.
The space program.
Yes.
Okay, a couple years ago, it's probably still on YouTube. I haven't checked recently, but Project Orion was... okay, and the purpose of which, according... This was a panel discussion, NASA folks and astronaut scientists.
Okay, Fred, I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah. I'm going to put you on hold. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. We're going to come right back to this.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Fred, in Michigan, we're talking about the space program, and apparently you saw this show on Project Orion. The Project Orion I'm familiar with involved an attempt to use nuclear fission as an energy source for rocket propulsion.
This presentation, Mike, didn't mention anything about that. What it was about is a new version of a space capsule that would be able to accommodate two or three astronauts.
The SpaceX, yes. They also have an Orion, yes.
Well, no, this was... it was all about having sophisticated monitoring systems built into this capsule, which would then monitor, document the effects of the radiation, the Van Allen radiation field, which I think is about 25,000 miles long, because they said if we're going to send people to the moon or anywhere else, we have to be sure that they are protected effectively. And, you know, they made no bones about the fact that, you know, not only were they concerned about the radiation effects on all their super advanced electronics on board, but also, of course, equally important is the safety welfare of the human astronauts. So this is a Project Orion. It sort of begs the question, because on YouTube, I saw three presentations, Mike. One is called Science Proves NASA Faked the Moon Landing. The other one is...
Let me cut in here again, because we're almost out of time here. The Van Allen radiation belts, they form a ring around the Earth. And you are right, they're about 25,000 miles out there. They are not a problem for satellites and spaceships in low Earth orbit. They are a problem for anything that is in the belts for a prolonged amount of time, which includes some of the geosync satellites. But in terms of going to the moon, your exposure to the Van Allen belts was very, very brief. It's like getting a chest x-ray at the doctor's. And again, we have to underscore the difference between brief exposure to radiation and permanent contamination. Permanent contamination being a lot worse. But in point of fact, we knew how strong the radiation belts were, first of all, from Van Allen himself, followed up by the other spaceships that we started sending out to the moon, carried radiation detectors like the Lunar Orbiter, Luna 3, the surveyors all carry these instruments to get a good measure of how strong the radiation was. And they put as much shielding into the Apollo capsule as they could.
Yeah, but Professor Van Allen made the very vehement declaration that it wasn't possible with that era technology to put people safely through the... It's a 25,000-mile length of intense radiation.
Well, it's a ring. It doesn't have length. It's a ring. And by the way, obviously, if you look at how much time between Dr. Van Allen and the Apollo, you realize they did come up with a solution. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We've got to let you go here. We're going to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program, and we will be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So stay safe. Stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices, share what you learn here with everybody that you know. We're still trying to push back against this war agenda. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.